This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook by Erin Chase, copyright 2012 by Erin Chase, and Food and Wine, copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. Our first recipe is for cornbread pork chop casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Bone-in pork chops, about 1 1/4 pounds. Garlic powder, salt, and pepper, 2 Granny Smith apples, 1 bag or 14 ounces of cornbread stuffing mix, 1 small yellow onion, and hot water. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 4 bone-in pork chops, about 1 1/4 pounds, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, salt, and pepper, 2 Granny Smith apples, cored and thinly sliced, 1 bag or 14 ounces of cornbread stuffing mix, 1 small yellow onion chopped, and 1 3/4 cups of hot water. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 2-quart casserole or a 7x11-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Arrange the pork chops in the bottom of the casserole or baking dish. Sprinkle each side with garlic powder and salt and pepper. Arrange the apple slices on top of the pork chops. In a mixing bowl, combine the cornbread stuffing mix and chopped onions. Toss with the hot water. Spread the moist cornbread mixture over the pork chops and apples. Cover the baking dish tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 25 minutes. Then remove the foil and bake, uncovered, for 10 to 15 minutes more until the pork chops have cooked through. The cooking time may vary on the thickness of the pork chops. Let cool slightly before serving. Season with additional salt and pepper to taste if needed. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for baked potato casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 8 medium Idaho potatoes, butter, sour cream, leftover diced ham, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen broccoli florets, salt and pepper, shredded cheddar cheese, and chopped chives. Your ingredients for this recipe is 8 medium Idaho potatoes, 1/4 cup of butter, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 cup of leftover diced ham, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen broccoli florets, salt and pepper, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, and chopped chives for garnish. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Pierce each potato with a fork and bake in the preheated oven for 1 hour or until soft. Reduce the oven temperature to 350 degrees. Grease a 3x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Once the potatoes have baked and are cool enough to handle, scoop out the flesh of each potato into a mixing bowl. Do not mash. Toss with the butter, sour cream, ham, and broccoli florets. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Place the potato mixture into the prepared baking dish. Sprinkle the cheese over the top. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes until the broccoli is tender and cheese begins to golden. Let cool slightly before serving. Serve baked potato casserole garnished with chopped chives. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for slow cooker pork roast with sweet potatoes and apples. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1.5 pounds of pork shoulder roast, 4 small lunchbox-sized apples, 3 medium sweet potatoes, 1/2 cup of apple juice, salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1.5 pound pork shoulder roast, 4 small lunchbox-sized apples peeled, cored, and diced, 3 medium sweet potatoes, about 1.5 pounds, peeled and cubed, 1/2 cup of apple juice, salt, and pepper. Place the pork shoulder roast in the insert of a 5-quart or larger slow cooker. Place the apples around the pork and the sweet potatoes over the top of the apples and pork roast. Pour over the apple juice and season with salt and pepper. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 hours. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for Creole shrimp and cornbread skillet bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 14 ounces of tailless, frozen, uncooked shrimp, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 small zucchini, garlic powder, minced onion, Creole seasoning, salt, and pepper. For the cornbread topping, you will need all-purpose flour, yellow cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, salt, 1 egg, milk, canola or vegetable oil, and honey. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 14 ounces of tailless frozen uncooked shrimp, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes drained, 1 small zucchini, about 2/3 of a pound chopped, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 tablespoon minced onion, 2 teaspoons Creole seasoning, salt, and pepper. For the cornbread topping, you will need 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of yellow cornmeal, 3/4 of a cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 egg, 1 cup milk, 1/4 cup canola or vegetable oil, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large oven-proof 12-inch skillet or sauté pan over medium-high heat, cook the shrimp with the tomatoes, zucchini, garlic powder, onion, Creole seasoning, and salt and pepper for 7 to 9 minutes. In a mixing bowl, whisk together the flour, cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, and salt. Whisk in the egg, milk, oil, and honey. Pour the cornbread batter over the cooked shrimp and vegetables. Transfer the skillet into the preheated oven and bake for 18 to 20 minutes until the cornbread has baked through in the middle. Using heavy-duty oven mitts, carefully remove the skillet from the oven as the handle will be hot. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for Creole chicken and shrimp pilaf. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, 1 small chicken breast, 14 ounces of tailless frozen uncooked shrimp, frozen chopped green bell pepper, frozen chopped onion, Creole seasoning, brown rice, hot water, salt, and pepper. For your ingredients, you will need 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 small chicken breast, about 1/3 pound, cut into bite-sized pieces, 14 ounces of tailless frozen uncooked shrimp, 1 cup frozen chopped green bell pepper, a half a cup frozen chopped onion, 2 tablespoons Creole seasoning, 1 cup of brown rice, 2.5 cups of hot water, salt, and pepper. In a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil. Add the chicken pieces and sauté with the shrimp for 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the bell pepper and onions. Mix in the Creole seasoning and cook over high heat for 3 to 5 minutes more. Stir in the rice and the hot water and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium, cover, and cook for 45 to 50 minutes until the rice is tender. Season with salt and pepper to taste. If using white rice, reduce the cooking time to 15 to 20 minutes. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for spicy tuna noodle casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 12 ounces rotini pasta, 1 small yellow onion, 1 can or 15 ounces of corn kernels, 1 cup store-bought salsa, sour cream, 3 pouches tuna and water drained, and shredded pepper jack cheese. For your ingredients, you will need 12 ounces of rotini pasta, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 1 can or 15 ounces of corn kernels drained, 1 cup store-bought salsa, 1/2 cup sour cream, 3 pouches of tuna and water drained, and 1 cup shredded pepper jack cheese. In a large pot or Dutch oven, cook the pasta as directed on the package. Drain and set aside. In the same pot or Dutch oven, combine the onion, corn, salsa, sour cream, and tuna and cook for 3 to 5 minutes. Return the pasta to the pot and stir in the shredded pepper jack cheese. Let the pasta sit in the pot on the warm burner for 2 to 3 minutes to allow the cheese to melt. Remove the pot from the heat once the cheese has melted. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for meat and potatoes man chili. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small yellow onion, 2 garlic cloves, chili powder, 1 can or 15 ounces of tomato sauce, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 can or 15 ounces of red kidney beans, 4 small Idaho potatoes, hot water, salt and pepper, 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and sour cream. Your ingredients for this recipe is 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 2 tablespoons of chili powder, 1 can or 15 ounces of tomato sauce, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 can or 15 ounces of red kidney beans with their liquid, 4 small Idaho potatoes peeled and diced, 1.5 cups hot water, salt and pepper, 1/2 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and sour cream for serving. In a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, brown the ground beef with the onion and garlic. Stir in the chili powder and sauté for about 30 seconds. Drain and return the mixture to the pot. Stir in the tomato sauce, diced tomatoes, kidney beans, potatoes, and the hot water. Season with salt and pepper to taste and bring to a boil. Cover, reduce the heat to medium, and cook for 10 to 15 minutes until the potatoes are tender. Serve meat and potatoes man chili warm with a pinch of cheese and a dollop of sour cream in each serving bowl. Makes 4 servings. Now I'll be reading from Food and Wine, copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Rise and Dine. Give your breakfast a gourmet glow-up with pillowy egg bites, freezer-friendly chorizo burritos, and yeasted brown butter waffles. Our first recipe is for overnight brown butter cardamom waffles. waffles are no longer reserved for just weekends and special occasions. This simple yeasted batter, infused with nutty brown butter and warming cardamom, is refrigerated overnight so you can have syrup-top waffles within 10 minutes of waking up in the morning. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Unsalted butter, whole milk, light brown sugar, ground cardamom, 1/4 ounce envelope active dry yeast, about 2 1/4 teaspoons, 2 large eggs, all-purpose flour, kosher salt, baking soda, cooking spray, and pure maple syrup for serving. Your ingredients for this recipe is 1/2 cup unsalted butter plus more for serving, 2 cups of whole milk, 2 tablespoons light brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cardamom, 1/4 ounce envelope of active dry yeast, about 2 1/4 teaspoons, 2 large eggs at room temperature, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, about 12 3/4 ounces, 1 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, cooking spray, and pure maple syrup for serving. Step 1. Melt butter in a medium saucepan over medium. Cook, stirring occasionally until milk solids on bottom of pan turn brown and smell nutty, 2 to 4 minutes. Immediately transfer browned butter to a medium-sized heat-proof bowl. Let cool for 10 minutes. Do not wash pan. Step 2. Meanwhile, heat milk in reserved saucepan over medium, stirring occasionally, until an instant read thermometer registers 100 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit, about 4 minutes. Remove saucepan from heat and stir in brown sugar and cardamom. Step 3. Transfer 1/2 cup milk mixture to a large bowl and stir in yeast. Let stand until frothy, about 5 minutes. Whisk in eggs, remaining milk mixture, and reserved brown butter until well combined. Stir in flour, salt, and baking soda until smooth. Cover and refrigerate at least 12 hours or up to 2 days. Step 4. Preheat an 8-inch square Belgian waffle iron. Lightly coat iron with cooking spray. Spoon about 1/3 cup batter for each waffle onto iron and cook according to manufacturer's instructions until waffles are golden brown and crisp, 3 to 5 minutes. Repeat process with remaining batter. Serve hot with additional butter and maple syrup. Make ahead. Batter can be prepared through step 3 and stored, covered, in the refrigerator for up to 2 days. Our next recipe is for ham and 3 cheese egg bites. Baked in a muffin tin, these egg bites are packed with mushrooms, ham, peppers, and a trio of cheeses. Ricotta adds a rich creaminess and an extra dose of protein for a satisfying and filling way to start your day. The egg bites freeze and reheat wonderfully, and they can even be tucked between toasted English muffins for a quick and easy breakfast sandwich. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Cooking spray, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 8 ounces of boneless ham steak, 4 ounces fresh cremini mushrooms, 1 small green bell pepper, 2 scallions, 8 large eggs, 1/2 cup whole milk ricotta cheese, grated Parmesan cheese, about 1/3 cup, plus more for sprinkling, kosher salt, black pepper, and 1/2 cup of shredded fontina cheese, about 2 ounces. Your ingredients for this recipe is cooking spray, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 8 ounces of boneless ham steak chopped, 4 ounces of fresh cremini mushrooms thinly sliced, about 2 cups. 1 small green bell pepper finely chopped, about 3/4 cup. 2 scallions sliced, about 1/2 cup. 8 large eggs, 1/2 cup whole milk or cottage cheese, 1.5 ounces of grated Parmesan cheese, about 1/3 cup, plus more for sprinkling, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1/2 cup of shredded fontina cheese, about 2 ounces, divided. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Generously coat a 12-cup muffin tray with cooking spray and then set aside. Step 2. Heat oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add ham. Cook, stirring often until starting to brown, 3 to 4 minutes. Add mushrooms and bell pepper. Cook, stirring occasionally until softened, about 4 minutes. Add scallions. Cook, stirring constantly until softened, about 30 seconds. Remove from heat and let cool for 5 minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, whisk together eggs, ricotta, Parmesan, salt, pepper, and 1/4 cup of fontina in a large bowl until thoroughly combined. Stir in cooled ham mixture. Divide mixture evenly among prepared muffin wells, about 1/4 cup each. Top evenly with remaining 1/4 cup of fontina. Step 4. Bake until egg bites are puffed and set, 14 to 16 minutes, rotating muffin tray halfway through baking time. Let egg bites stand for 5 minutes before removing from muffin tray. Sprinkle with Parmesan and serve hot. Make ahead. Egg bites can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days or wrapped individually in plastic wrap and frozen for up to 1 month. To reheat, remove plastic wrap, cover with a damp paper towel, and microwave until hot, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Our last recipe is for chorizo, potato, and bean breakfast burritos. The key to making breakfast burritos for a crowd is cooking the eggs frittata style. That way, the eggs can be cut into neat slices for easy, mess-free burrito assembly. If the tortillas crack when rolling, simply warm them in the microwave for a couple seconds to soften. Keep a stash of these burritos in your freezer and reheat within minutes for a hearty on-the-go breakfast. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 cups of frozen potato tots, 8 ounces of fresh Mexican chorizo, casings removed, finely chopped red bell pepper, finely chopped red onion, black beans, 8 large eggs, whole milk, kosher salt, black pepper, 8 10-inch flour tortillas, extra sharp cheddar cheese shredded, neutral cooking oil, sour cream, salsa, hot sauce, and shredded iceberg lettuce for serving, optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 4 cups of frozen potato tots from 1 28-ounce package, 8 ounces of fresh Mexican chorizo, casings removed, 1/2 cup finely chopped red bell pepper, 1/2 cup finely chopped red onion, 1/2 cup cooked black beans, drained and rinsed if canned, 8 large eggs, 1/4 cup whole milk, 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 8 10-inch flour tortillas, 8 ounces of extra sharp shredded cheddar cheese shredded, about 2 cups, 1/4 cup of neutral cooking oil such as canola or vegetable divided, and sour cream, salsa, hot sauce, and shredded iceberg lettuce for serving, optional. Step 1. Cook potato tots according to package instructions and set aside. Meanwhile, cook chorizo in a large nonstick skillet over medium, stirring often to crumble into small pieces until almost cooked through, about 4 minutes. Add bell pepper and onion. Cook, stirring occasionally, until chorizo is cooked through and vegetables are softened, about 2 minutes. Stir in beans and remove from heat. Transfer chorizo mixture to a medium bowl using a slotted spoon, reserving drippings in skillet. Set aside chorizo mixture. Step 2, whisk together eggs, milk, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Add egg mixture to drippings and skillet. Cook over medium, undisturbed, until eggs are almost set on the bottom, 3 to 5 minutes. Push set eggs to the center of skillet, allowing any uncooked eggs to run into the bare areas of the skillet. Continue cooking undisturbed until all eggs are set but not dry, about 2 minutes. Transfer eggs to a cutting board and cut into 16 even wedges. Wash and dry skillet. Place tortillas on a work surface. Divide eggs, potato tots, chorizo mixture, and cheese evenly among tortillas. Working with one tortilla at a time, fold sides over filling. Fold bottom over filling and continue rolling until filling is completely enclosed. Repeat process with remaining tortillas. Step 4. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a skillet over medium-low. Add 2 burritos, seam sides down, and toast until browned on one side 2 to 3 minutes. Flip burritos and toast until browned on the other side about 2 minutes. Repeat process with remaining oil and burritos. Serve hot with sour cream, salsa, hot sauce, and shredded lettuce if desired. Make ahead. Burritos can be prepared through step 3, wrapped individually in aluminum foil and frozen for up to 1 month. To reheat, unwrap burrito and place on a microwave-safe plate. Cover with a paper towel and microwave on high until hot, 1 minute and 30 seconds to 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Toast burrito as directed in step 4 if desired. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.